Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
I have shown the way to the world and how they should live and how they should react. For the world has gone crazy in the ways that it lives and the what it does and how it lives.
For I would speak to my children in these last days, concerning the last days. Thus saith the Lord, beware, understand the work of your enemy, saith the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, concerning depression. At this time, people are walking around with a feeling of hurt and despair, loneliness and isolation like never before. It's always a part of them, and it won't go away. Even we who have Christ at the center of our beings have a feeling of depression at times. So we desperately have to turn it all over to God, or it will take control of us. Every living human being has a big void place in their being that only can be filled with the Son of God. Once we fill that void with Him, all that fear and desolation that we feel falls away, and our being is filled with the greatest love on earth and heaven. We can find joy even when others are lost in their worldly ways. No more despair, only a great feeling that all is going to be all right. A quote from Daryl Scott, a father of a girl from the Columbine shooting, says, "Men and women are three-part beings. We all consist of body and mind and spirit. When we refuse to acknowledge a third part of our makeup, we create a void that allows evil, prejudice, and hatred to rush in and wreak havoc." End of quote. And I couldn't have said it better. Psalm 55:16, "As I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save us, evening and morning and at noon." Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my friends. As we expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? My. We're getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 12, which reads, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." My friends, now we know what we should not be doing. Hallelujah. We don't want to be driven out before the Lord. 2013 is upon us, and I have warned you that this would begin the troublesome times. Are you seeing them now? Do you believe me now? And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you, amen. This True Truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support and prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, no matter what the amount. That is, if you want to help keep Signs on the air. And it just might increase your joy by sending a love gift to Post Office Box 122. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you this week. And your love gift may just help Wednesday night stay on the air instead of being canceled due to the lack of funding. The need is urgent, as I must cancel 5070 soon if support does not come in. I wish I could afford to keep it on by myself, but I can't. I can help, but I need your help also. Many of you listening could help. Pray about it and send something in. I'd appreciate it. Amen. Now another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible. Jude chapter 1, verses 21, 22, and 23. "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." Watchman comment, "There comes a time that we must reach out and pull some literally right out of the fire, as I do constantly on this program. There never was a time before that this was needed more than today, right now, this very program." That word hate here means to detest or to dislike intensely. And each of us should feel that way about all sin, for it is the sins of the flesh that stain the garment of the righteous. Purity keeps us fresh in the mercies and love of our God, who sent us Jesus and the salvation by Jesus' blood, which is the difference between being saved or unsaved. Amen. The word fear here can translate reverence, which is truly understanding of what could have happened to you if Yahweh had not allowed you to be saved in His righteousness. Amen. The time is short. The day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching and ready? Enough said. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's reverence God on this program tonight so we can in true truth proclaim, without fear, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And He said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
I will keep in perfect peace those who keep their minds upon me, says God. Be not afraid, for I am the Lord and with you. I am near you as even your own breath, says God. And I will surround you and protect you in these days, and you can trust in what I say. For surely, says God, I will keep you in this hour. So be not afraid, for the peace of God will sustain you. Beyond your senses, I will keep you, says God. So be comforted, and know that I, the Lord, am with you.
For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there, and the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
My, how many times have I put that prophecy up? A few years now, and you have not responded. It's time for you to respond. The cities are going to become disaster areas as the New World Order takes over and controls the people that live there. And now, another True Truth Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Bible. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Romans chapter 16, verses 25, 26, and 27. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Watchman comment, my dear listening friends, the mystery is kept secret from those that refuse the power of the gospel, those who harden their own hearts by their own actions. There is revelation of the mystery, but only to those sold out to Jesus, not some elite few. No, I do not mean that. There is no such thing as a super Christian. I mean to all who are willing to go all the way and serve the gospel. Amen. Also, manifestation of the mystery is through Yahweh's true prophets. But again, even by the words of a prophet, those who receive must have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, as this is according to the commandment of Almighty God and is made available to all nations and peoples who are obedient in the faith. The Apostle Paul was obedient to the faith, Romans chapter 1, verse 5, as were all those called to walk with Jesus in ministry. How about you, my friends? Let's strive to be obedient in the faith on this program. At this time, there are still no sponsors in January because I am still struggling to get the losses in November and December covered. There is about $200 left to cover. Please pray and ask the Lord what He would have you send as a love gift to help cover all or part of that $200. Then we can start working on January 620. Oh my, that's a lot of money. Dear Lord, I pray tonight, your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen. If it is your will, touch hearts to respond. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news of my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Watchmen. Again tonight, I want to start off with a teaching on what is happening in today's crazy, mixed-up world. The world elitists are the Illuminati, which means the enlightened ones. 2013 is going to be the convergence of many events that have been more or less in a holding pattern. First of all, there exists a hidden and very powerful satanic elite that is largely controlling all the world events. This elite, which goes all the way back to Nimrod and the Tower of Babel, has changed names many times. Sir Francis Bacon, a Rosicrucian, the forerunners of the Illuminati, planned for America to be the new Atlantis and the head of the New World Order long before 1776. The Illuminati was officially formed in 1776 by Adam Weishaupt, the same year America was born. Many of our founding fathers who claimed to be Christians were actually members of the Illuminati. The architectural symbols all over Washington, D.C. is Illuminati and Freemasonry symbolism. The secret society ceremonies at places like the Bohemian Grove feature drug-taking, orgies, and the sacrifice of childlike effigies, which burned in the hands of a giant statue of Moloch, who looks like an enormous owl. Why would presidents, vice presidents, prime ministers, leading scientists, the wealthiest men in the world, and other members of the elite worship Moloch, even in what appears to be mock ceremonies? Because the elitists or Illuminati may call themselves Christians like many others today and are not truly Christian. But the elitists or Illuminati, unlike the deceived others, know the truth in what they are doing. That is, they worship Satan and his fallen angels, whom we call demons. And I say, unlike the others, it's the ones they deceive that don't really know what they're doing. But the Illuminati know exactly what they're doing and worshiping. Throughout Europe, a very powerful and secretive elite participate in satanic rituals, human sacrifice, and sexual orgies in giant underground caves. Some of the world's leading financiers and heads of government and culture participate in these rituals. In fact, at one time, these rituals were sponsored by what was called the Hellfire Club, which one of America's founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, participated in. Planet Earth is controlled by a satanic elite, which now has come out in the open and begun letting people know they exist. In the book of Revelation, a global government will eventually be controlled by the Antichrist and the false prophet, who will lead a one-world religion and a one-world economic system, and who will place the mark of the beast on their subjects. The primary method of tricking hundreds of millions into accepting this new world order is through occult-based mind control. Mass mind control uses trauma-based programming, just like an individual mind control program. This, my dear friends, is exactly what you are witnessing today as we begin 2013, which the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson warned many times about in 2012. This is about control, but it is not about gun control. And it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it, if these recent killings were controlled by the elitists in some form of mind control? We do know these folks were on drugs, and we do know that these drugs, every single one of them, if you watch TV, the one symptom they all have in common is suicide. So get ready. The last days, they sure are here. 2013 will be an acceleration of these manufactured crises. The secret of satanic elite are guiding the nation of the world into global Luciferian government, economic system, and religion that the Apostle Paul predicted on the Isle of Patmos while writing the book of Revelation. Continuing. Since 1927, Time magazine has announced its Man of the Year award, and last year's winner was U.S. President Barack Obama for the second time. The magazine's tradition of naming a Man of the Year has occasionally provoked significant controversy. In 1938, just before World War II, Time named, and you won't guess it, Adolf Hitler Man of the Year, just about 1 year before he plunged the world into a war which killed more than 60 million human beings, including 6 million Jews who were systematically exterminated by Hitler's regime. Are we facing a similar regime in America today? Then, in 1939 and again in 1942, Joseph Stalin was named Man of the Year. Do you know Joseph Stalin? He was a communist, a very controlling communist, under whose rule nearly 700,000 people were executed in 1937 and 1938. And during Stalin's reign of terror, millions lost their lives. In 1979, Time named, now you're not going to believe this, the Ayatollah Khomeini, the Iranian Islamic revivalist, as its Man of the Year. Although later that year the American embassy was overrun and 52 Americans were held hostage for 444 days. The Islamic Revolution, which began in 1979, continues to bring chaos to the world today as Iran presses relentlessly towards acquiring nuclear weapons while at the same time calling for the elimination of the State of Israel. Hitler, Stalin, and the Ayatollah Khomeini were responsible for the loss of countless lives during their lifetime, yet they were given front page honor and global significance by a major news outlet. Time's editors are clearly not necessarily measuring their Man of the Year by integrity or righteousness, definitely not righteousness, but by their human significance and global influence. And while it seems a bit ridiculous to give much honor to people like Hitler and Stalin, it strikes me as a powerful example of how human praise and honor are sought and received in this world. Does that not just make you wonder, even just a little bit, why Barack Hussein Obama won not once, but twice, 2 years in a row? Continuing. New study. Infants receiving the most vaccines are the most likely to be hospitalized and die. A new study published in Human and Experimental Toxicology analyzed more than 38,000 reports of infant hospitalizations and deaths following vaccinations. Researchers found statistically significant correlations between the number of vaccine doses administered to infants and infant hospitalization and mortality rates. Babies who receive the most vaccines tend to have higher or worse hospitalization and death rates. That proves the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, right on target. Do you believe me now? Continuing. What makes a rifle an assault rifle? The true truth. An assault rifle must have a fire selector switch that can select between single shot, a three-shot burst, or full automatic fire, something almost no military use as it wastes ammo and it is highly inaccurate. None of the civilian AR-15s have these features. Therefore, they are not an assault rifle. Liberals call something an assault rifle because of the way it looks and the way they want to make it sound as a nasty weapon. If it looks scary, then it must be a bad gun. An AR-15 purchased at a gun shop right now has absolutely no capability for a three-round burst or full automatic. That firepower is reserved exclusively for the U.S. military. So when Obama says things like, we don't need military rifles on the streets of America, he is lying to you. We absolutely do not have not one, not even one, assault rifle or military rifle on the streets of America that are legal, friends. There may be illegal ones, but there are no legal guns that are those type of weapons. What we do have is semi-automatic single-shot rifles. Yes, single-shot. It just loads automatically. In the hands of citizens, you squeeze the trigger, one shot. Squeeze the trigger, one shot. Virtually no one has a military assault rifle where you squeeze the trigger and they just boom. No one. Obama and the mainstream media routinely lie about that. Continuing. Abomination. Rand Paul slams NDAA as bills passes U.S. Senate. The controversial NDAA bill, which allows for the indefinite detention of U.S. citizens, was approved by the Senate despite White House threats to veto the legislation. Republican Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky, has decried the law as an abomination. The proponents of the indefinite U.S. citizen detention argue back that the U.S. citizens who affiliate themselves with foreign powers consequently sacrifice their constitutional rights. Under the contested act, the president reserves the right to jail any U.S. citizen, I said any U.S. citizen, suspected of aiding terrorists. That's just suspected, not proven. Or forces hostile to the U.S. and its allies. Watchman comment. By the time you hear this, it may be vetoed if Obama is speaking truth because he says he will veto it. But then Obama has said things before then done the reverse. Obama signed the 2012 version of this bill into law last September, but included a statement saying that his administration will not authorize the indefinite military detention without the trial of American citizens. Continuing, this is today's false perverted churches and clergy. 260 clergy, many from Chicago, back gay marriage legislation. Just after two Illinois lawmakers said they would push to legalize gay marriage when the legislature reconvenes in January, about 260 Illinois religious leaders, including many from Chicago, were urging support for the gay marriage proposal. In a joint letter, those clergy were encouraging lawmakers to vote for the proposed Religious Freedom and Marriage Act. Watchman comment, these churches and clergy might just as well burn their Bibles, if they even have a true Bible, which I doubt, and I'm sure they're not reading it, because it's in there that you're not supposed to do that as a Christian. You're not supposed to. It's a Bible. No. It's an abomination before God. Anyway, they are perverted and going to hell, along with all who sit in their churches. Fair warning, everybody listening, if your minister says this is okay, that gay marriage is okay, run. Just like Joseph did. If you got to leave your coat of many colors behind, do it. Run. Continuing. Children of President Obama and media elite go to schools with armed security guards. A Quaker school called Sidwell Friends has a security department consisting of 11 personnel, many whom are police officers and therefore presumed armed. A number of political and media elites who send their children there benefit from the full-time Secret Service protection afforded Obama's children who attend the school also. The others whose children attend Sidwell Friends Quaker School represent many of the voices now calling for more gun laws, stricter gun control, and outright gun bans. Why would they not consider placing their children in a school without those armed guards? Or is that only for us, lowly Americans? Why are the elitists not willing to take a chance with the lives of their kids, who also have kids in elite, well-protective schools? Could it be that public schools are beneath their elitist dignity, yet they expect average Americans, who cannot afford schools with armed guards, to take a risk the elites are not willing to take themselves? Continuing. Deadly superbugs invade U.S. healthcare facilities. A new family of antibiotic-resistant bacteria known as CRE is raising concerns across the medical community because of its ability to cause infections that defy the strongest antibiotics. The antibiotic resistance is spread by mobile pieces of DNA that can move between different species of bacteria, creating new drug-defying bugs. The bacteria known as carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae, or CRE, is the last line of defense in the medical toolbox. So far, CRE has emerged almost exclusively in healthcare facilities, picking off the weakest of patients. Watchman comment, do you believe my warnings now? Watchman shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled Deceived. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly urgent in January. As I have said, there was a loss in November and December that needs to be made up before I can pay for January. Please, if you are not a supporter of Signs and you are able to send support, just pray. Ask God. That's the way to do it. Ask God how much support He would have you send Signs Radio and then respond accordingly. You can remain anonymous by just leaving off your return address and enclosing cash, but I assure you I do not send letters out asking for money. I do it only on this program as the Spirit of the Lord instructs. If you are ready to write, here is the address. S-I-G-N-S-P-O Box 1-2-2, town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, state abbreviate N-Y for New York, zip 1 3797. That address we'll repeat in a moment. Thank you. I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support in Post Office Box 122 this week. And may you be awesomely blessed for your obedience to our Lord, for His Word says He loves a cheerful giver. Amen and amen. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, as I said, titled Deceived. Eve believed the truth. In fact, quoting to the serpent what it was that Adam had taught her that God had said. Eve had heard the truth, but she didn't know the truth. That was the problem. That was why she was such a sitting duck for the serpent. She could only repeat what someone else, in this case Adam, had told her. In your case, what some preacher has told you. She had no real first-hand knowledge of what she claimed to believe. She did not have a Bible. You have a Bible. She had an excuse. You don't. This is where most Americans find themselves. We are merely the victim of what others have told us. What if our guides were blind? And many of them were. Jesus told us that a blind guide would cause everyone to end up in a ditch. To quote Ronald Reagan, he said, "It isn't so much that liberals are ignorant, it's just that they believe so many things that aren't so." Close quote. Yet today the same can be said of conservatives. One of the hardest things to get through someone's hard head is the idea that what they believe may not be actually true. Paul said we must know the truth, not just believe it. Look at the mess we are in today. Is it possible that we have been taught things that are not true? Some tell us that, number one, there is a separation between the church and state. Number two, religion and politics do not mix. Number three, we should keep our religion to ourselves. Number four, there is no such thing as absolute truth. While others tell us that, number five, homosexuality is no worse than any other sin. Number six, two homosexual parents are healthy for a young child. Number seven, homosexual behavior is not as dangerous as smoking. Number eight, God honors homosexual marriage. Meanwhile, our own government tells us that. Number nine, FEMA camps do not exist. Number 10, martial law will never be declared. But what if they are wrong? And they are wrong. All 10 points I just read are wrong. My dear listening friends, have some of you listening right now been deceived by one or more of those 10 false statements? Do you see it now, or will you continue refusing to see the true truth? The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. The last days are not coming, they are here. Get ready, get ready, get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. My dear friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Fear is the opposite of faith, don't you know? Please tune in this coming Wednesday night while it's still on the air for a fresh new program to frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 5070 Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, you calculate your time. Wednesday nights may be canceled soon. Here's that address to write again, but a little faster. SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797. A letter from a listener in San Francisco, California. Greetings. Hey, Brother Johnson. Great shortwave broadcast. I tune in on occasion. Yes, the mark of the beast is here. 2012 was the world's shift into hell. The decisions have already been made. There's no turning back now. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. A listener in San Francisco, California. Thanks, brother. Keep listening. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone and pen and paper ready. Here it comes very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days, end times, and the return of Jesus Christ for His church. Amen. Signs listeners are the best, and without their support, Signs Radio would not be on the air. You are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.